Alright, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up in the midst of Perek Yud Zayin. The chapter is Bedarchei Kmias HaTara, how to acquire for ourselves the Midah of Tara, this attribute again of purity of thought and purity of action. So yesterday again, the Ramchal was discussing the idea that in order to go ahead and purify one's intentions with one's physical acts, as well as one's spiritual acts. So ultimately, again, one has to go ahead and think about the fact that physicality, materialism, should not, chas v'shalom, be the ikar of one's life, that one should not put all of their efforts into pursuing it, into acquiring it, and as a result, ultimately, what one does enjoy physically from this world will ultimately be for a higher purpose, and one will have a greater possibility also in terms even of one's avoda of doing so with a pure heart. He says, "Umin ha'masim hamadrichim esa adam lavo lidei midazu." So I will say again, remember we started this section yesterday. So how is it that one is able to come to this level of purity of thought, of this tara, where again one does one's mitzvos for altruistic purposes, for real, for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so let's focus on how does one come to this midah? Who has mana ledivrei ha'avod devamisa. So remember we spoke about this yesterday. Preparation. Preparation. Preparation is the beginning of success. Ramchal says, what does that mean? V'ainu, shelo yikanis bekima mitzvah v'pesa pitom, shein daito adayim yusheves alov, v'yicholo lehisponi b'machshu osa, that a person, when he does a mitzvah, should not just simply suddenly enter the mitzvah, because if you do that, your mind is not properly prepared, you're not in the right mindset, and you're not able to contemplate ultimately about what one is doing. Elo, yazmin atzmo ledavar, rather again, before performing a mitzvah, one should prepare one's self. The yachin libo b'mitun, and one should prepare one's heart in a methodical, thoughtful process. Ad sheyikanes b'hisboninus, until one is able to enter into the maisa in a state of contemplation. Va'az yisbonin mahu holich lasos, then a person will begin to think about what it is that he's doing. V'lifnei mihol hu holich, and before whom he walks, lasos, to perform this action. Shabbos says, so what the Ramchal is pointing out over here is something really amazing, which is that sometimes the reason we don't have the full measure of kavana when it comes to our mitzvos, and by extension, the reason why sometimes even when we do mitzvos, we're not doing them for the right reasons, it's simply because we're not sufficiently prepared for the mitzvah. The idea is that sometimes we just do without thought. And when you do without thought, by definition, the maisa, the action, is going to be deficient. Therefore, again, he says, if a person thinks before they do a mitzvah, a person prepares, a person contemplates, who am I serving? Who am I walking before? Then kal hu shiyashlich me'alof hapnios hachitzonos v'yikva b'libo ha'kavona ha'amitis ha'ratzuya. So this is actually quite fascinating. So Ramchal says that, he says like this, a person does a mitzvah, that already is an incredible milah. Right? You don't have to do mitzvah. I mean, yeah, we have to do mitzvahs, but a person can be doing a million other things. So how could it be, says Ramchal, that if a person is already taking the time to do the right thing, that somehow, some way, they don't have the right intentions, they don't have the right machshavas, they don't have the right kavanas for it. How could that be? Ramchal says, oh, it's because they're not thinking before they act. You know, sometimes a person thinks, if a person doesn't think before they act, and I just do a mitzvah, so if I'm not thinking about the mitzvah, I'm not contemplating, I didn't prepare for the mitzvah, I'm not thinking about what it is, who I'm serving, and why I'm serving him, that's when it's easy for all of these other ulterior motives to creep in. But if a person takes enough time to prepare themselves, and preparation just means thoughtful preparation, spiritual preparation, intellectual preparation, why am I doing this? Who am I serving when I do this? Then it's hard for those other ulterior motives to creep in when one performs the mitzvah. V'tira, says Ramchal, says, you can see this in practice. Shechasidim harishonim, hayu shohim sha'achos kodem tfilasan, ve'acharkach mispalalim, kedei sheyichavnu libom lamakom. Right, I will say the Gemara, the Mishnah, Masechet Shabbos says, Masechet Brachos says, that the Hasidim HaRishonim, the early pious ones, they would literally, well, I don't know what you would call it, I guess you'd call it meditate, contemplate, the point is for our purposes, prepare. They used to go ahead and show him. Show him literally means they would they would wait. What it means is they wouldn't just get up and daven, but rather they would go ahead and engage in some type of preparatory process for an hour before davening. And then only after this preparatory process, only then would they daven. Kedei sheyechavnu libam lamakom. Why? In order that they would have proper kavana for their tefillah. So look what the Ramchal says. What does this mean? Now, here's what's interesting. The Lashon of Shohim sounds like they waited around. So what does that mean? They had coffee, right? They came to the davening an hour early, and they had coffee. Like says, of course, well, maybe they did have coffee, but I'm saying, so it doesn't mean that they were milling around and doing nothing. Rather, what does it mean? What does it mean? Ella miskavnim umechinim libam letfila shahayu lahem lispala. What it means is they were preparing themselves for the act of davening that was about to occur. V'dochem me'alein hamachshav azaros, and they were trying to push out of their minds any alien thoughts. Umismalim hayira va'ava atzicha, they were filling themselves with the reverence and the love, the necessary reverence and love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'omer im ato hachino silibecha. And the Pasuk in Iyov says, if you will prepare your heart, then you will be able to spread your palms before him. So we'll say, so this idea, you know, the Chassidim Rishonavai, the Gemara also says that they prepared for an hour, they davened for an hour, and afterwards they reflected on their tefillah for an hour. You know, so the Marsha says, I don't understand, if you're doing that process three times a day, so the Marsha asks a very practical question. So when do you work? So I imagine 9 hours a day is devoted to davening. So when do you work? So the Marsha gives a very interesting answer. He says, I guess the truth is, if your tefillah is on this kind of level, I guess you don't have to worry about work, which is very interesting. But apparently, if you're not on this level, you absolutely do have to worry about work.
No carpool
either, clearly, that is true. So we'll say, so what the Ramchal is saying over here, and this, I think this is really for us a little bit of a forgotten art, because we're always so busy and we're always rushing around. And the truth is, you know, we make it to everything like in the nick of time, especially davening and especially other things. But what Ramchal is saying is, you know, sometimes a person says, I have struggle with kavanah, I don't feel davening. So Ramchal would say, if somebody says that, the first question you have to ask them is, what time are you showing up? Because the truth is, if you're showing up once the process has already started, then of course you're not going to, of course it's going to be difficult to have kavana, because again, you haven't had the chance to prepare yourself. I guess like Lahavdil, it's no different if a person has a big meeting at work. So again, Bepashtos, the meeting is called for 9 o'clock in the morning. I would assume a person is not pulling into the parking lot of their building at, you know, 8:59 to make it into the conference room at 9 o'clock a.m. punkt at 9. Why? Because you're going to be schwitz, you're going to be out of breath, and you're not going to have your thoughts collected. So Chal says it's the same thing with mitzvos. That if I'm showing up for the mitzvah right in the nick of time, and I'm schwitzing and I'm running and my mind is in a million different places, so of course a person's not going to have full kavanah. And remember, his chap is, when you don't have full kavanah, that's when unfortunately you set yourself up for these other alien thoughts creeping in. That's when all of these other ulterior motives creep in. But if a person takes the time to properly prepare for a mitzvah, I will say, this is really an incredible yisod. Take the time to prepare, whether it's tefillah, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's tefillah, whatever, you fill in the blank, whatever it is. Person takes the time to prepare themselves for a mitzvah, that's at the end of the day when a person will feel the full impact of a mitzvah. V'hinei, mafsidi hamida. So we'll say, so what are the things that prevent us from acquiring the midah of Tara? Let's say, also if you think about it, it's quite amazing that Ramchal advances all of these ideas, and if you notice, the ability to acquire these character traits and these milos is not so complicated. It's interesting. It's not like he said anything over here that requires us to go off to a cave, you know, and meditate for 20 years. He's talking about simple technique. I'm sorry?
Just a few hours a day.
Just a few hours a day. No. You don't even have... I want to be clear. He's bringing down that example from Brachas of the Chassidim Rishonim as an extreme example. He's not at all using that for us for the model. So the truth is, they did an hour. But imagine if we had 4 minutes. 4 minutes, you know, imagine that just for a second, I'm using the davening example because that's his example, but imagine a person comes to davening in the morning and a person has 4 minutes before davening starts. Obviously, that's a let's say 4 minutes, you have your tassel and tefillin on. Imagine you could just take a deep breath and you could close your eyes and you could just think, like, it's unheard of. Like, whoever, I mean, I don't know, like, who, maybe we think about, like, when we retire. You know, okay, when I retire, I'll have, but, I'm sorry? In another shul?
No.
Okay, so I would go to best. All right, so you know, I'm just pointing out over here. What's amazing is these midos that we think are so lofty, like Tara. Reb Chaim says it's much easier than we think. It's just the question ultimately of being able to structure our lives in a particular way. So let's finish off this parak. Vehine mafside hamida. So we'll say, so what are the things that detract from Tara? So this is just going to be the opposite of what we learned. Heim chesron es bonus al yarm shezacharnu. It's a lack of contemplation distances one from Tara. Dahainu sichlos pechisos hata'anugim. So I will say, if a person spends his time pleasure seeking, so if life is about pleasure seeking, if life is about ultimately pleasing my physicality, or redif hasakavet, a person just wants honor, miyutachron al avoda, and lack of proper preparation, ultimately for one's avoda Hashem. So all of these things are the things that detract from one's ability to achieve Tara. Ki ashnayim harishonim he mefatim es hamachshava umamshichim osam al pnios. Because they both say the first two, meaning just placing an unhealthy emphasis on physicality and running after kavod, those are things that prevent us from acquiring the midah of Tara. Ki isha hamina efes asher tachas isha tikach es zorim. It was actually a very strong lashon, like a woman who commits adultery and takes other men besides her husband. The idea is that a person runs after materialism and places, again, remember, we'll say, the Ramchal is not telling us to be ascetic. You could enjoy the material world, you could benefit from the material world, but it can't be the ikkar of my life. If it becomes the ikkar of my life, he says, that's like adultery, like lahavdil. He's saying that just like, again, my life is supposed to be about maintaining a fidelity and allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what my life is about. If I place an unhealthy emphasis ultimately on physicality, on materialism, then by definition, I'm taking someone else besides my husband. I'm taking someone else besides my spouse, besides the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He goes on, Ukvar nikra machshava sachitzonos znusalev. And I will say, other these types of thoughts that place an unhealthy emphasis on materialism are called literally the immorality of the heart. My whole thought process is directed askewed. Dichsiv velo sasuru acharei levavchem viacharei einichem asher atem zonim achareihem ki nimtza. Halef pona min hamabat hashalim asher hayil al v'kashabo. Both say, if a person is too fixated on materialism, then it turns out that the heart has veered away from what it should be focusing on, right? The heart should be focused on avodas Hashem. And it was, I can't say enough, not avodas Hashem to the exclusion of material life. We are material beings. As such, of course, we're going to have a focus on materialism, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world for us to enjoy. So we're supposed to enjoy that materialism. But the question is, what is your focus in life? What is the essence? What is on your, you know, on your hierarchy of needs? So ultimately, again, you know, what is on the top of your pyramid? And if it indeed is materialism, then says the Ramchal, that's like spiritual adultery. Then I've taken the wrong person into my home. I'm supposed to have this intimate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and instead, I've created that intimate relationship with materialism. He says, "Ela havolim v'dimyonos kozvim u'miyotachana." So that's the first thing, that the major thing that detracts from Tara, is from the ability to acquire the midah of Tara, is an inappropriate allegiance. Instead of my allegiance lying with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my allegiance lies with materialism. The second thing that detracts from Tara, as we mentioned before, u'miyotachana, and a lack of preparation for spiritual service, a lack of preparation for my avodas Hashem, gorim l'sichlus hativi, ultimately, again, causes for sichlus, bless you, sichlus, I will say, is a certain level of silliness, a certain innate silliness. Haba mitzat hachomer shlo yigoresh mitocho. So you will say, here's the interesting part as well, which is what Ramchal is saying, is that in order to go ahead and have a true allegiance to spirituality, so one that requires forethought. That requires forethought. That requires one to go ahead and contemplate things. Therefore, if one's doing mitzvahs or serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu without proper contemplation, one will not be able to really push away some of those alien thoughts. And sometimes a person who means well and wants to do the right thing ultimately could go ahead and cause his havodas Hashem to become putrid and sullied without proper preparation. So this brings to a close the Midah of Tara. So again, bottom line, take home message is that the Midah of Tara expresses itself in two ways, in our physical lives and in our spiritual lives. In our physical lives, it means that whatever we choose to take from this world, which we are permitted to benefit from, we must do so in a way that ultimately serves a higher purpose. Want to benefit from the physical world? Enjoy it. As long as you could demonstrate how that enjoyment from the physical world somehow serves a spiritual purpose. And number two, in our Avodas Hashem, it's important to prepare. In our Avodas Hashem, it's important not just simply to act, not just simply to do, but rather we must make sure that before we act, before we do, we have Taras HaMachshava, we purify our thoughts, we prepare, because if we prepare for our spiritual Avoda, that makes our service that much more impactful. Bosa, this brings to a close Midas HaTara, and Miras Hashem on Monday, we pick up with Chassidus.